I wouldn't say smaller, but I'd say, you know, a more active, faster, more aggressive D-line as well as linebacker group. So we feel good about that.
So you're going to be able to stop the run, though, with the smaller group?
Well, we'll find out. But, you know, we've done a pretty good job of, you know, holding them, I know, a few years ago in check with the running game as well as in, I know it's preseason, but last year. But, you know, we know what we have to do. They're very good. Marshawn's a very good one. You know, stick your foot down, one plant type of guy, and get upfield north and south. So, yeah, we have to do a good job with that, shutting down the edge and, you know, forcing Russell to beat us with his arm.
How good is Russell extending the play?
He's one of the best in the league at doing so. You know, obviously you see that if his read's not there, he's tucking it. And, you know, he's very smart with the ball. And, you know, I think that's what's most important about his game and what allows them and their offense to excel is the fact that he's able to extend the play, whether that's, you know, pulling it down, letting his receivers come uncovered, as well as, you know, tucking it and just getting the yardage and not taking unnecessary hits. So that's one of those things. We know he's going to make his plays, but at the end of the day, you know, we have to do a better job of kind of keeping him contained and keeping him in the pocket.
Clay, are they featuring him a little bit more, whereas a couple of years ago it might have been, you know, more game manager kind of quarterback?
Well, he's their quarterback, so obviously he's a feature player. You know, but that's not it. You know, they have an aggressive O-line. You know, running backs, one of the best in the league, fast. You know, you got Percy Harvin, who we saw a number of times out there in Minnesota. So we know what they're capable of. They have a fast, explosive offense, very similar to ours. And, you know, fortunately we get to go up against them, you know, each and every day. So hopefully it falls in line. Obviously they do a number of things that are different, but we've seen it before. It's just about executing, and, you know, we hope to do so.
What are your expectations on defense? Are they higher than they've been couple of years?
I mean, our expectations are always sky high when, you know, when we line up, when we start the year. We always feel like we can get better this year than in years prior. And, you know, especially with now, you know, it almost feels like we're not working with a patchwork defense in which we're bringing in guys, you know, even though we may have with Peppers and new draft picks like HaHa. So, but we feel good. We feel like we got some talent out there. We feel like we're physical, fast, aggressive, and, you know, ready to make a statement and kind of get back to that defense that we were accustomed to early, you know, early in 2009, 2010, early in my career.
Do you think in that regard you guys learned it? You had to go through last year where the quarterback goes down and maybe you got to play a little bit more complete as a team to win the game.
Yeah, just have a good quarterback. That's it. Don't let him get hurt. But, yeah, I mean,
it's just something you just take from that experience. You know what I mean? Like, having to win a different way.
Well, yeah, I mean, we always take it upon ourselves to, you know, try and hold them to our certain goals and, you know, be able to achieve those goals. But ultimately, you know, it is a team game, and we rely on our offense just as much as our offense relies on our defense. So, you know, but, yeah, I mean, we take pride in our individual unit, and, you know, we look to put that on display. We've won.